You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Hello, AppleViz. My name is Jonathan Simeone. This is my fifth AppleViz podcast. Today I'm going to be discussing the auto save and documents version features in OS X. It's September 27th, 2015. I'm running OS X version 10.10.5, the latest version of the Mac's operating system. I'm using a late 2011 MacBook Pro. To get started, I'm going to Command Tab to my Finder.
Finder, Desktop, Macintosh HD.
Now I'm going to use my custom keyboard commander shortcut key, Option E, to open TextEdit.
TextEdit, open.
And hit Control. Now I'm going to hit Command N to open a new blank document.
New, untitled.
And I'm just going to enter some text, and I'll go slowly so you can hear what I'm typing.
I space W A N T space want T O T H A N K space V E R Y O N E space everyone W I T H space with A P P L E V I S space AppleViz F O R space 4 A L L space H E space G R E A T space great I N F O R M A T I O N space information A N D space E L P space I V E G O T T E N space gotten O V E R space over T H E space Y E A R S period years period.
Now I'm going to hit Command S to save this document.
Save. Save as. Tags. File format.
I'm going to make sure I'm at the top of the window with Function VO left arrow.
Save as.
I'm going to hit VO right arrow to get to the edit field where I can name the document.
Untitled.rtf.
Hit Control to shut it up, and I'm just going to call this test.
Selection EST. Test.
By default, the save button is selected, so I'm just going to hit enter.
Insertion at end of text.
Now I'm going to select the whole document with Command A.
I want to thank everyone with AppleViz for all the great information and help I've gotten over the years. Selected.
And I'm going to hit the delete key to get rid of the entire document.
Selection deleted.
And now I'm going to type in something that has absolutely nothing to do with AppleViz. Once again, I'll go slowly so that you can hear what I'm typing.
I space M space H U G E space huge B A S E B A L L space F A N period fan period space M Y space F A V O R I T E space favorite T E A M space Tim I S space T E space B A T L A N T A space Atlanta B R A V E S period Braves period.
Now without saving, I'm just going to hit Command W and close the window.
Close.
Now I'm going to hit Command O to bring up the Open dialog.
Open, browser.
And I'm going to hit T for test.
Test.rtf.
And enter to open it.
Test.rtf, insertion at beginning of text. I am a huge baseball fan. My favorite team is the Atlanta Braves.
So that's auto save. Once you save something for the first time, you never have to save it again. Every time the document changes, the system will automatically save the changes for you. Now I'm going to show you documents versions. I'm going to hit VOM to go to the file menu.
Menu bar, Apple.
VO right arrow twice to get to the file menu.
Text edit, file.
Down arrow to open the file menu.
File.
And now I'm going to down arrow to the revert to submenu.
New, open, open, close, save, duplicate, rename, ellipse, move to, revert to.
I'm going to hit right arrow to expand the submenu.
Revert to. Browse all versions. Ellipsis.
Browse all versions. That's what I want. So I'm going to hit VO space.
Divider. Text edit. Task.org.
And hit the control key to shut it up. Now we have two windows on the screen. The active window contains the document. The other window contains the controls. This works very much like restoring an item from within the Time Machine app. I have to get to the controls window by using the window chooser menu. So I'm going to hold down the VO keys and hit the F2 key twice.
Test window chooser menu.
And I'm going to hit the down arrow.
Version browsing controls.
And I'm going to hit VO space on version browsing controls.
Version browsing controls. Today at 1:36 a.m.
Now I need to make sure I'm at the top of the window, so I'm going to hit Function VO left arrow.
Today at 1:36 a.m.
Now I'm on a vertical slider that contains the versions of this document. I'm going to interact with the slider with VO shift down arrow.
Interact with vertical slider.
And I'm going to hit VO right arrow.
Today at 10:35 a.m.
VO right arrow, that's it. VO left arrow.
Today at 10:36 a.m.
So right now we have two versions of this document. The 10:36 version will be the Braves version. The 10:35 version will be the Apple Viz version. I'm going to hit VO right arrow back to the Apple Viz version.
Today at 10:35 a.m.
I'm going to stop interacting with the scroll bar with VO shift up arrow.
Stop interacting with vertical slider.
I'm going to move through the dialog with VO right arrow.
Button.
This unlabeled button is what I would call the previous button. If you hit VO space on it, it will select the previous document in the slider.
Button.
This unlabeled button is what I would call the forward button. If you hit VO space on it, it will select the next document in the slider. Personally, I think the slider is much easier and faster to work with, so I never use these buttons. Now I'm going to keep using VO right until I come to restore.
Current document done. Restore.
Now I'm going to hit VO space on restore, and when I do, the Apple Viz version will be the active version of the document again.
Insert version dismissed.
Now, one problem with doing this is that when you restore to another version of a document, VO becomes very unresponsive. I'm going to interact with the text with VO shift down arrow.
Interact with edit text. I want to thank everyone with Apple Viz for all the great in format.
And now I'm just going to use my up and down arrow keys. Nothing. My right and left arrow keys. Nothing. The only way I've found to overcome this is to close the window with Command-W.
Close.
Go to the Open dialog with Command-O.
Open. Open.
T for test.
Test.rtf.
Enter to reopen the document.
Test.rtf. Insertion at beginning of text. I want to thank everyone with Apple Viz for all the great information and help I've gotten over the years.
Okay. This time, I'm going to select the whole document again with Command-A.
I want to thank everyone with Apple Viz for all the great information and help I've gotten over the years. Selected.
I'm going to copy it to the clipboard with Command-C.
Copy.
Now I'm going to go back to my menu bar with VOM.
Menu bar, Apple.
VO right arrow twice to the file menu.
Text edit, file.
Down arrow to open the file menu.
File.
Down arrow to the revert to submenu again.
New, open, club, save, to, move to, ellipse, revert to.
Right arrow to open the submenu.
Revert to, browse all versions, ellipsis.
VO space on browse all options.
Divider. Text edit, test.rtf.
To get back to the controls, I have to go to the window chooser menu, so I'm going to hold down VO and hit the F2 key twice.
Test window chooser menu.
Down arrow.
Version browsing controls.
And VO space on the controls.
Version browsing controls. Today at 10:36 a.m.
Now I'm going to go with function VO left arrow to get back to the top of the window.
Today at 10.
And I'm going to interact with the slider with VO shift down arrow.
Interact with vertical slider.
And we'll see that it's auto-saved here a few times now. I'm going to hit VO right arrow.
Today at 10:36 a.m. Today at 10:35 a.m.
So the 10:35 version was Apple Viz.
Today at 10:36 a.m. Today at 10:36 a.m. Today at 10:36 a.m.
We have a bunch of these 10:36. But I want to open the Braves version again. So I'm going to hit VO right arrow. I think the middle version of the 10:36s will give me the Braves document.
Today at 10:36 a.m.
Let's see, I'm going to stop interacting with VO shift up arrow.
Stop interacting with vertical slider.
And a VO right arrow to restore.
Button. Button. Current document. Done. Restore.
VO space on restore.
Insert versions dismissed.
And interact with the text with VO shift down arrow.
Interact with edit text.
Oh, this time it's not doing anything. So Command W to close the window.
Close.
Command O for the open dialog.
Open, open.
T for test.
Test.rtf.
Enter to open.
Test.rtf. Insertion at beginning of text. I am a huge baseball fan. My favorite team is the Atlanta Braves.
I'm going to hit Command up arrow to go to the top of the Braves version. Oh, I'm already there. Good. I'm going to hit Enter to insert a blank line.
New line.
And I'm going to hit up arrow again.
New line.
and I'm going to hit Command V to paste in the Apple Viz version that I copied to the clipboard a moment ago.
Years.
And now I'm just going to use the up and down arrow keys to make sure everything's here.
I want to thank everyone with Apple Viz for all the great information and help I've gotten over the years. I am a huge baseball fan. My favorite team is the Atlanta Braves.
Now I've combined both versions of the document into one document. I'm going to hit VOM to get back to the menu bar.
Menu bar, Apple.
VO right arrow to get to File menu.
Text edit, File.
Down arrow to open the File menu.
File.
Down arrow to the Revert to submenu.
New, open, club, save, duplicate, command, rename, ellipse, move to, ellipse, revert to.
Right arrow to open the submenu.
Revert to, last opened, today, 1036 a.m.
And I'm going to hit down arrow.
Browse all versions, ellipsis.
And I'm going to hit VO space to open the browse document versions again. Or browse
divider.
All versions.
Text edit, task.rt.
Now I want to get back to the controls window, so VO F2 twice for the window chooser menu.
Task, window chooser menu.
And down arrow.
Version browsing controls.
And VO space to bring up the controls.
Version browsing controls, today at 1036 a.m.
Function VO left arrow to get to the top of the window where the slider is.
Today at 1036 a.m.
Interact with the slider with VO shift down arrow.
Interact with vertical slider.
Now I'm going to hit VO left arrow.
Today at 10:40 a.m.
Now we have three main versions of this document. The 10:40 version has both versions of the document mixed together. The 10:36 version is the Braves version. The 10:35 version is the Apple Viz version. I'm going to go back to the Apple Viz version with VO right arrow.
Today at, today at, today at, today at, today at, today at.
And the Apple Viz version was the first one, so that's how I know I'm on it. So I'm going to hit VO shift up arrow to stop interacting with the slider.
Stop interacting with vertical slider.
I'm going to hit VO right arrow back to restore.
Button, current dot, done, restore.
And VO space.
Press, versions dismiss.
And I'm going to interact with the text with VO shift down arrow.
Interact with edit text.
Oh boy, nothing. So Command W to close the window.
Close.
Command O for the open dialog.
Open, open.
And T for test.
Task.rtf.
Enter to open.
Task.rtf. Insertion at beginning of text. I want to thank everyone with Apple Viz for all the great information and help I've gotten over the years.
And now we're back where we started. We've had three different versions of this document, and we've returned to the first one. So that's autosave and documents versions. By default, autosave is turned on in Yosemite. In case your system has changed, I'll show you how to make sure autosave is working for you. I'm going to Command Tab to my Finder.
Finder, Finder, Desktop, Macintosh HD.
I'm going to hit VOM to get to the Apple menu.
Menu bar, Apple.
I'm going to hit down arrow to open the menu.
Apple.
I'm going to down arrow twice to System Preferences.
About this, System Preferences, ellipsis.
I'm going to hit VO space to open the System Preferences.
Macintosh HD, System Preferences, System Preferences, Preference Panes.
I'm going to interact with the Preference Panes with VO shift down arrow.
Interact with Preference Panes, 31 items, accessibility.
And I'm going to hit G for General.
General.
I'm going to hit VO space to select the General Preferences.
General, toolbar.
Now I'm going to move through the general preferences with VO right arrow.
Appearance, blue, four button, theme, highlight, blue, side, medium, shows, automatic, when scrolled, always, click and jump to the next, jump to the spot, default web browser, safari.app, ask to keep changes when closing documents, unchecked.
And that's the box you want unchecked, ask to keep changes. If this box is checked, every time you close a window or quit an application, the system will ask you if you want to save the changes. And that will turn off the autosave feature. If autosave is turned off, the documents versions feature does not exist either. Like I said, this box is unchecked by default, and it's unchecked in my system. And you want to make sure it's unchecked in your system. If you want a quick tip to know how to tell if a third-party application supports autosave and versions, look in the file menu to see if there's a duplicate option. If there's a duplicate option, the application supports autosave and versions. And that's all there is for autosave and versions. If you want to reach me on Twitter, you can do so at Jonathan_Writer, W-R-I-T-E-R, or you can send me an email at jonathanasdf@icloud.com. That's J-O-N as in Nancy, A-T-H-A-N as in Nancy, A as in Apple, S as in Sam, D as in Dog, F as in Frank, @icloud.com. Thank you very much, and I'll be back soon with another Apple Viz podcast.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Apple Viz community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.